Hey guys, welcome back to Real World Podcast. I am your host, Kiara, and we are finally at season 3. I am so excited, so ready for this season. As you could tell, we're switching the setup a little bit. Honestly, I've been liking, if you were, you know, from here from the beginning, but I've been liking just switching up. Season 2, I kind of switched up the setting like a lot in almost every episode, and just kind of did something a little different. But I want to change things up, and just bear with me. I'm exploring my style of things, but I am so excited for this season. Today, if you are listening on August 1st of 2024, it is the 1 year anniversary that I have launched my podcast, and I am beyond blessed. Like, I have no words. I literally have no words. The way that the hand of God has completely just moved and shifted this entire year, and it's been such a blessing to still be here and still carry on with the podcast, just walking in obedience and placing this at the feet of God. It is truly, truly an honor. And I'm just, like I said, I have no words. God has just done so much, and it's really a blessing to even just be a vessel, and allow God to use me, you know, for the last year. There has been a lot of change in my life, and I've shared this throughout the podcast. There's been a lot of change, a lot of shifts, a lot of adjusting, and a lot of growth. But God has just done so much. And right before I started filming, you know, I like to bring each episode to God. And before I started filming, I wanted to pray over, you know, the pod again. I wanted to pray over this episode. I wanted to pray for the new season, and just kind of like anoint my things again, and my equipment. But as I was praying, as I was worshiping, I, you know, had worship music in the background, and Gracefully Broken by Tasha Cobbs came on. And if you know, you know. Okay, if you know, you know. At the beginning of the year, I was going through, you know, a really tough season in my life, change, transition. And my best friend, Lucci, who was on here last season, she had played that song during this really hard part of my life, and it stuck with me for a couple months. I knew the song before, whatever, but she played the song, and I just got so attached to the song for a while. But I hadn't listened to it for a couple of months now, and it came on like shuffle, and it started playing, and instantly I just felt the hand of God just over me. And I want to share this because it's going to kind of go into what I'm talking about. You know, last episode, which was a few days ago, I was talking about just when God says go, when God tells you it's time, you need to move, you need to shift, it's time to do so. And as the song was playing while I'm praying and stuff, it just reminded me, and it brought me back to the beginning of the year. And I'm so sorry if I get emotional. It brought me back to the beginning of the year because I was at such a low point in my walk. I was doing the things of the Lord, but I was just confused. I was not understanding, God, what are you doing in my life? It's hard to see the end of it. It's hard to see like the end of that tunnel and the light at the end of the tunnel. And I was just battling mentally and really confused on where my life was. But when I listened to that song again and it came on, God was just reminding me of that and how, you know, God had to break me at the beginning of this year, but he didn't break me and just leave me there. He broke me gracefully, and he did it with such intent. He did it with such, so much love. And although in that time of my life, I was kind of like, God, you know, I don't understand. And before, you know, in seasons before, previous years, I probably would have, you know, just turned away from the things of God and whatnot. But God actually drew me in, and I wanted to see God even more, with what was going on in my life. It was kind of just like God took me and embraced me, and he kept me there. And just to see how God's hand truly, I genuinely don't have words for it sometimes, because the way that God does things so unexpectedly, and although we may not understand it, although we may not, you know, see, you know, what, God, what are you doing? Like, I'm, at least for me, I was trying, I was putting an effort, I was doing what I could at that time of my life, and God had to shift my situation. God has had to shift my routine and my system of things. And although I was doing the things of God, I wasn't living in the things of God. So as time goes by, and as time went by, rather than running from God, I ran to God. And this is kind of just like a recap. This episode is going to be a little bit of a recap of the last year and how God has just moved so much. The growth of this podcast is actually insane, to me at least, because I really did not expect to be where I'm at. I started this year off with 300 followers and on Instagram, under 100 subscribers, and I'm still growing, and I believe that God is going to continue to grow this platform. But now I'm on Instagram, I'm like over 6K, and the way that, like I said, I cannot even put into words, because the way that God has just done such amazing things, and he's just pushed me, and he's been there the entire time. And like I was saying about the song, as God was reminding me of this time period of my life, which feels like it was yesterday. Like, there's some days where it literally feels like it happened 2 days ago. But because of it, because of the situation in my life, I had to really take a step back and look at where my faith was. And I've talked about this before in other episodes, but understanding where my faith was and where I want my faith to be, and that the fact that I want my faith to continue to grow, I think that's also what pushed me even further. And seeing how truly, and it says this in the song, how use my life to glorify you. That's all that I ask God for. And in the last episode, I was talking about how lately I've just been like waking up with a heart full of gratitude. I've been waking up just thanking God for everything that he's done. I've just been so full of emotions, but it's like happy emotions. Like, I've been so full of joy. I've been so full of just the excitement of things, and seeing where God took me from and seeing where God is placing me is just amazing. And sometimes I say this to my friends. I'm like, you know, how could people not believe in a God? And I just, my gosh, I just love him. I just love him. And I just have no words. Like, I'm so in love with Jesus. I don't even know how to explain that or express it, but it's just, my life is evidence of that. And if you really know me and you know my testimony and you know the things that I've gone through, you could truly say that, how is she still standing? And it's really, every time someone says that to me, I'm always like, it's literally God. All glory to God. All glory to God. But in the last year, God has just done extreme things in my life, taking me from a place of, you know, I've shared this, you know, being in therapy, taking me from a mental place, taking me out of, setting me free from things, setting me free from depression, setting me free from anxiety. And of course, you know, we still struggle with things, and it's not like our sin or temptations or our struggles just disappear. They go away. Our love just becomes greater for God. And as time has gone by, and in the last year, really seeing how God has done it is actually what surprises me the most, because although it has been a long time, and it may seem to someone like, oh, you know, well, you should have been over that years ago, but I have seen how God has moved in every single day of my life, especially the last year. Saying from like August 1st of 2023 to August 1st of 2024, I was in a really dark place last year, and starting the podcast actually was kind of scary for me, in the sense that I'm still growing in my faith, obviously. But starting this podcast also kind of gave me a platform to now be responsible, and also be hold myself accountable into diving into the word. When God had given me the word last year to start this podcast and to speak and to share, it was here in my bedroom, because I film out of my room. Many people don't know that, actually. I film out of my room. And if not, I'm in my basement. Yeah, those two places most of the time. But God had given me the word here, right in my room, where he was like, this is where I'm taking you. I need you to start something. And there was people who questioned me. There was people who doubted me. And I had to step in faith. I knew that I had a lot more to share. I am a talker. I am a yapper. If you know me and we're really close, or you've met me, I love to talk. I really do. And it's not because I like to hear my voice. It's because I know that there's so much that I retain. And sometimes if I don't like have conversations or talk to people, it's just all in my head, and it's too much for me sometimes. So if I'm talking to you and I'm rambling, I'm sorry. I am so sorry. But the way that God kind of just shifted my life at that period of time, and even just like the people that I was around, the people that were in my life at that time, it's crazy to now look back and see the shift and change. And although there may be people that are not in my life anymore, and I pray for them, and I bless them, and I thank them for that time in my life. But now the way that God has just placed people in my life to heal me, people in my life to uplift me, to encourage me, to hold me accountable, and to push me in this season, it's truly a blessing. And I couldn't thank God enough. And like I was saying, you know, I've been waking up with a heart full of gratitude. I've been waking up just, you know, God, thank you for what you did. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you will do. And many of us, we tend to forget to do that. You know, God, thank you for what you're placing in my life. Thank you for what you're removing in my life. Thank you for what you are going to do in my life. And when you really understand what gratitude really looks like. And it's funny, because right before Gracefully Broken, Gratitude by Brandon Lake came on. And I love that song. that was actually the first song that I started listening to, as I started praying. But when I started just really listening to the lyrics again, and just it started to, I got emotional while I was praying and setting up, because many times we tend to forget to go back to God and just be in His presence and just thank Him, because we're human and we are kind of built like this in a way of asking. We forget to thank Him even when we're going through our situations, even when we're going through our trials. So it's funny because honestly, I was talking to my friend the other day and I was telling her, I was like, there's nothing really going on in my life in a bad way. There's nothing really chaotic. I realized in that conversation how I was so used to like something always happening and waiting for bad things to happen and just chaos, that I didn't realize that I was living in some of my prayers. I was living in prayers of asking God, God, I need you to calm the storm. I need you to make a masterpiece out of this mess. And really just sitting and appreciating where God has removed me from, where God has taken me from. And there's been prayers where I had asked God, you know, I'm tired of being rejected. I'm tired of the abandonment. I'm tired of emotional abuse. I'm tired of these things. And just seeing how, although God didn't remove that, He did remove situations. He did remove people. He did remove emotional states. And it wasn't that He just took it and it was done. It was a process of things. God really took me through a really big process, especially in the last year, where it's crazy because God had to remind me how much He loved me. And this is like, I'm giving a kind of like a timeline till now, but God had to remind me how much He loved me. He stripped away things in my life I didn't understand. And then He reminded me again how much He loved me and how much He was pleased with me. And then a couple months went by, and then he said the same thing, I'm pleased with you. And this was not too long ago. But to see how, and I shared this in the last episode, to see how God does satisfy the need of your love language, it's so special, because you also realize how much God does pay attention to you. And I was reading my devotional today. I was reading my devotional today, and in the devotional, she was talking about how the God of the universe knows your every single need. And it really kind of, it was like a reminder. I needed that reminder of how much God does pay attention to the things that I desire. And He does pay attention to my every need. And in this season of the podcast and just season of my life, I just want God more than anything, and I just want to be used by God. I want to see God in everything that I do, but that's also living like God, living like Jesus in everything that I do. And there's nothing that, like, truly, I think my biggest prayer lately has just been, God, I long for your will. I only desire you. Whatever you want in my life, I've seen what you did. I came out of what happened. So I know that whatever comes in front of me, I know that I'm going to come out of it even stronger, because I have God by my side in this. And I just want God's will above all things. And I think that all of us should want His will above everything in our lives. Because like I've said before, the opposite of faith is not doubt. The opposite of faith is control. And when we are in situations where especially God is testing our faith, are we going to control what's going on, or are we going to really walk in that faith? And it's like the word says, walking by faith and not by sight, not by the things we see, not by the things we can control, not by the things. It's walking by faith. And faith is knowing that he will complete it. Faith is knowing that God knows your every single need. He knows yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And truly, I've said this before too, you know, I want to walk in his will, because I know that if I step out of his will, I have to stay out of his will. And I think that many of us need to understand that concept, is that I want God to be in my workplace. I want God to be in my friendships. I want God to be in my relationships. I want God to be in my extracurricular activities. I want God to be in my podcast. I want him to be in my business. And when we understand that it's not an on and off button, it's not just, you know, I come in, I say hi, I spend my little time with him, and then I leave and I go and I do my own things. It's not a relationship where you just pop by. It's not a business. It's not a fast food chain where you're going into the drive-thru, getting your food, and you're leaving. This is not the same thing. We have to see Jesus Christ as someone we want to live like. And as I understood that concept of I want God to be in everything, I started to really place him in everything that I was doing. So when it would come to my friendships, and it's funny because this year, now being able to, like, you know, I grew up in the faith, but it was hard for me to ever, like, ask my friends, they're going through something, or if I'm going through something, ask them for prayer, or pray for them, pray over them. And the amount of times that I've had to stop conversations, or, you know, just end conversations in prayer, because like I said, you need God in everything. And now when I have conversations with my friends, or we're going through things together, you know, it's something that I don't play about. Like, I don't play about not praying. And I've seen the way that God has moved when you start putting prayer in everything. You bring everything to the feet of God. So, I'm just kind of like giving like a recap of everything, but I really encourage everyone who's listening to step into that boldness, step into that faith, step into it. You know, we were talking about last episode, season 2, when God says go. This episode is now stepping into it, stepping into it, and stepping into it in faith, because it's scary. The walk is very scary. There's a lot of things that come, and the walk does not get easier. It actually gets harder. But knowing that I'm not alone in it is actually more comforting than doing it by myself. And I love God. I love God, guys. I love him. Because, like I said, I literally have no words for everything. And I just thank God for what he's done, what he's doing, and what he's continuing to do. And, this season, I want to really step into it with myself, with the podcast, with, you know, content creating, and just engaging more even with you guys. I think it's really important, because I love every single one of you, even though I may not know every single one of you, but I do. I love all of you, and I really appreciate every single one of you, because you guys are the ones that keep this podcast going. And of course, God above everything. But I want to, you know, step into a deeper level with y'all. I'm so grateful for everything. You know, there's been a lot that has gone on, and at the camp that I was at, and I spoke about this in the last episode, when I went to our youth camp, God just kept reminding me of how important the people you surround yourself with are. And just having people who really support you, people who love you, people who push you, like, it really does matter. But it's also, sometimes you need to remove some people in your life. And it's not because you don't love them. It's not because you don't want them in your life anymore. It's just because you know you're stepping into something that sometimes you have to let go of things. You have to let go of some baggage. You have to let go of people. You have to let go of relationships. You have to let go of whatever it is to step into that. And God takes us, although it may seem like, you know, in this period of time, I'm struggling. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. I'm telling you, look to the one who knows. Look to the one who knows. Jesus knows our every desire, every need. And I've told my friends this before. I know because I've had conversations with them about this. But there's just as much as there's a higher power that motivates us and sparks that fire within us to want the things of God and to want to pray and to want to read our Bible, to want to read our devotional, there will be times that you're not going to want to. And when you're in those times, remember that there also is something that is retaining us from doing so. So when that feeling comes, that's when you need it the most. And it's funny because my sister said this to me the other day. She was like, we're talking about the gym, and I was just telling her how, like, I just want to change my routine with certain things and change the time that I go to the gym. And I was telling her, because she asked me, she's like, did you go to the gym today? And I was like, no, like, I had a really busy schedule today. I wasn't able to go. And she was like, that's when you should go. And I was like, jeez, girl, like, she didn't even know that she, in a way, kind of, like, ministered to me, because although we were talking about the gym, but then it also kind of, like, hit me in other areas of my life. It hit me in my spiritual life. It hit me in my my business. It hit me in my podcast, in school. Like, it made me realize that, like, it's so true. When I don't want to, I should. And just pushing for it. So this episode is not going to be super long. I just wanted to give, like, a little brief introduction to it. And I'm just so thankful for every single one of you. But I wanted to give this little intro. This year is going to be amazing. I'm going to be having a lot more guests this season. And I just can't wait. I cannot wait for that, because I think that there's going to be a lot of interesting conversations. I think there's going to be a lot of wisdom being poured. And I can't wait. And I am, like, so ready to hear and see what God is doing. And, you know, I just get so excited. I literally have no words. But stay tuned for all the episodes coming up. The holiday season, I do want to, like, preface this before. Holiday season tends to get a little hectic for me, just because of work and ministry and stuff. I'm also going back to school again. So Where pray for me. Pray for me. Because I know it's gonna be a lot, but I know what God's doing. So pray for me, keep me in your prayers because your girl is she's stressed. But like I said, I know God is gonna do amazing things and He's going to do more than what I've asked for, and He's going to exceed my expectations. For the next episode, I will see you guys on a regular schedule. On Tuesdays, I am kind of debating on times. Time might change for posting just because of my schedule now. It's changing a lot. So stay tuned for that. I will let you guys know. But I just want to say overall, thank you guys so much. If you have listened this far, if you've tuned into every single episode, if you have been here since the beginning, I absolutely love you. And if you just started listening to my podcast, I love you too. But I can't believe it's season three already. It's so crazy. This season is really special at the fact that it's season three and it's the 1 year mark. And three symbolizes purpose. So I'm excited. I am so excited because I know that there's so much purpose within this season, within this podcast, within the time frame of everything. So we'll be getting into a lot more of those things in this season. So, like I said, I love you guys so much. I appreciate every single one of you, the comments, the love, the shares, the likes, everything. I see everything. I see it all. And I just love all of you guys so much. But I'm ready for this season. I want to pray this one out. But we could all just bow our heads where we're at. Heavenly Father, we thank you for what you're doing, and we thank you for just continuing to bless this podcast, God, that I am just a vessel. This is your platform, not mine. God, I place it at your feet every single time. Lord God, I pray for every listener in this season and the past seasons, God, that they are just sensitive and aware to what you're doing, God, that they are sensitive and aware to your spirit. Lord God, thank you for taking me into a deeper level. And God, I pray that each person is taken into a deeper level with you. God, we understand and we know that you do not leave us where we are at, but you see us where we are at. You value us, Lord God, and that you continue to stand with us, that you continue to be by us in every season of our lives. Lord God, we know you hear us. Thank you for what you're doing. And I pray over each person that is going through any difficulties in their life, any situations, Lord God, that you take them from that. You remove what you need to remove and you reveal what you need to reveal, God. We know it's dying to ourselves. This walk is dying to ourselves, dying to our fleshly desires, dying to what we think is best for us. And God, we just want to be vessels. We just want to glorify you with our lives. We just want to be vessels used by you, God. So God, do what you have to. And we ask you that you continue to set us free from bondage. Lord God, that we understand that you're Son died on that cross for us, for each and every single one of us. And we know that he took upon every single weight, every burden, he took that upon the cross. So God, we know and we understand your love is sufficient and your love is greater than what we could have asked for. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for the things that we may not see, we may not hear. Thank you for moving in places that we have yet to step foot in. Lord God, we know you hear us. Thank you for what you've done in the last year on this podcast. And I pray that every episode is just wisdom being poured through you, God. Just use me as a vessel. Less of me and more of you. Thank you. Thank you, God. In your name we pray. Amen. I'll see you guys soon. I love you guys so much. Bye.